The folklore in Kid Cryptid wouldn't exist if it weren't for the rich history and vibrant cultures these stories come from. While we do our best to provide accurate information, we recognize that we are, at best, amateurs here. This podcast is best considered for entertainment purposes only, and it comes from a place of love and respect for the peoples behind the lore. Now, on with the show.
Elias here for more Campfire Critters, a Kid Cryptid mini-episode about less famous cryptids.
And where I get to sit back and let you do the work. So tell me what you got today.
Drop bears.
I can't even pick a bear up. How am I supposed to drop one?
No, drop bears is what they're called. It's also what they do. This Australian creature lurks in trees waiting for people to walk under them. When someone comes along, they drop from the branches to land on their target's head.
Oh look, something from Australia that wants to kill people.
Well, there aren't any stories of a drop bear actually killing anyone. Just biting and scratching their faces a bit, and scaring them half to death.
So how do I avoid these drop bears?
It's a little tricky. See, they look almost exactly like koalas. So telling the difference from a distance is almost impossible. Your best bet is looking up, and if you see something climbing in the tree, you should avoid it.
Okay, but what if I want to look around while I'm walking?
Well, you can try putting forks in your hair or rubbing Vegemite or toothpaste in your armpits. There's no proof that this works, but it's something that the locals suggest.
I'm starting to think maybe someone's trying to make me look silly.
You do a fine job of that on your own, if it makes you feel better. Today's drop bears aren't like they used to be. There's some evidence that in prehistoric times, there was a creature very much like a drop bear, but bigger, called the marsupial lion. Our caveman ancestors likely even had to deal with the creature.
Better them than me, I guess. Anything else you want to let the people know?
No drop bears have been caught. All attempts have failed, so the only way to see them is in the wild. So lather up in toothpaste and get out there.
I'm thinking reading about them is the better way to go.
Probably. And that's going to do it for today. I'm Elias, and you've been listening to Campfire Critters. Until next time,